tonight, old Bill and Han, you.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hey, we're live from the Shady Dell on the Doug Stanhope Podcast. TheShadyDell.com. TheShadyDell.com. Vintage trailer park. Chad's first time.
My first time here. Very cool here.
I wish I had the bullet points to just go to TheShadyDell.com.
How do you spell that?
Yeah. Chaley tweeted it. With a E, shady with a E-Y.
I looked up shady, and there's a word, S-H-A-D-E-Y, and I go, oh, that's how much to spell.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
I never know how to spell their names.
That's Sade. Sade.
And not only do we have Jenny and Backdoor Mike in the audience, but we have Bingo on the podcast for the first time in a very, very long time. There is nobody. I think we're the only people staying at the Shady Dell.
Yeah.
Vintage trailer park. And we don't have to worry about social distancing or anything.
Sold out next week.
Good.
Really?
Already sold out, yeah.
No shit.
They're back.
So stay in the sheets.
Shit in the sink.
I just asked the housekeeper if she'd jump in as a guest, because when Justin and Jen were running this together when we first lived here, they would tell us stories about after Gay Pride, the things that they had to clean up in the trailers. Someday we'll come back and we'll show you how beautiful the insides. They're all 1950s, 60s trailers done up like two record players with Nat King Cole and 1958 TVs where that are hooked up.
DVD players still run.
Yeah, but they're loaded with, you know, Plan 9 from Outer Space kind of shit. It's so fucking great here. I can't believe you haven't been here before.
Because I go out to places so often.
Well, no, I thought, because we've come up with so many excuses. We're in Bisbee, so we come up with excuses to stay here. Like, hey, let's fumigate the house for termites. Put it under a tent for 5 days, and they'll stay at the Shady Dell. You don't have termites. I know, but I can stay at the Shady Dell. Remember we stayed here when we first met Butters?
Oh, yeah.
Butter's dad, he's at the Circle. He's got the gas station there. Stepdad, ex-stepdad now. It's been a lot of years. And Butters, if you've heard us talk about him, he's a little gay anime fan. And he was a kid back then. He's probably like 19. And for whatever reason, we said, oh, yeah, wake us up in the morning. I think we're going to go to breakfast. And we get fucking hammered here.
It was that trailer right there, I remember.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What, you know the name of that one? The gold one?
It's one of the mansions. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at like 6 in the morning with a hangover, little Gay Butters pounds on the door. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Like, get the fuck off my lawn. Just no. We were drunk when we made this plan.
It's nothing worse than people who don't understand that the night before was drunk plans who want to carry them out the next day.
We don't really do that. There's a lot of bravado the night before.
Even coming here, we weren't for sure until just recently because the plans were all made while we were drunk. And we're genuinely like, are we going to do that? I go, we don't know. We'll wait and see. We're going to keep it open and see if that's what we're doing because we made those plans when we were fucked up.
Yeah, Bisbee's coming alive a little bit, and I'm against it.
Are you?
Yeah, tonight I had this whole huge epiphany of I don't want this to end. Well, we're going to, in gradual steps, no, Spike again. Tongue kiss, Trump fans. Show your bravado.
About yesterday, the block party.
Yeah, yesterday, that was a solid 10 hours of drinking. Mishka was at the Funhouse for we have to plug another fat guy cooks, Andy Baker's Twitch.
On YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. YouTube. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Fucking old man.
So, yeah, Mishka Shabali came down and was staying at Joby's, and he did an hour-long 1 p.m. Live thing for Andy's new YouTube, and played on the patio, and it was reserved, I guess.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had like 10 people there, social distanced in the yard. And then at 6, Mike Montoya lives kitty corner from the Chaleys. He has a whole concert series. He had like 3 different bands.
That's what we heard tuning up while we were sitting up there, and we were wondering if it was Chaley. That makes sense now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because I get a text today on my old phone from Bree who said, hey, thanks for the music. And I go, that was Mike Montoya, which got shut down. We'll get to that.
Street over.
Yeah. And she's 2 blocks away from me.
In the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, I think that was Montoya. And then afterwards, it wasn't until tonight, I went, oh, I forgot we had Mishka. I don't know which music she's texting about. But our small, quiet corner of Warren had 4 bands yesterday.
The Mishka concert was quiet. I don't know where the concert was over on Black Knob or wherever, but we thought it was you right next to us, Shaylee. It was so loud, the tuning up. We were going, whoa, who's...
Yeah, I thought you were...
Somebody's playing music right next to us. So it was loud.
The little gully?
Yeah.
Mike Montoya, one of the few Hispanic people in town.
What? Fake news.
So he's got this party going on. I had to ask backdoor Mike, hey, did you go to that party? He goes, yeah, we talked for quite a while. And it took a minute for the... It's after...
I was drunk when I left your house at 5. Mm. And I think you were probably drunk when I left your house at 5. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At 6, you were probably at noon. Pretty drunk. Yeah.
But evidently, Castle Rock Kenny got up to rap. I remember sitting there with a bullhorn. Like, not a bullhorn, okay, but megaphone. Like a cheerleader's 1919. Yeah.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Yeah, Doug's yelling at the crowd.
I was yelling at the band. Hey, play a Nickelback song, and I'll get Nickelback to judge it on speakerphone. Anyway.
It's not my business.
Oh, bingo. You were tripping your balls off. I swore I was getting contact trip off being next to her, because at one point they played a song about someone who's a dick and you're pretentious, and they're fucking... That guy, the singer, keeps looking at me when he's... I think he's singing it to me like, fucking, I'm not welcome here or something. Yeah, exactly.
You probably think this song is about you.
I did reference that. But you seemed all fucking nervous and paranoid, Bingy. Like, I'm tripping too hard to be here.
Well, I probably was. I mean, I trip all the time, but that was a lot.
You trip almost every day.
I trip nearly every day, yes. The only days I take off are when I have a tolerance to it and I have to take a day off, or maybe 2, but I trip every day. Sometimes I just microdose, but...
Yeah, you say microdose, but I don't believe you.
Is there a word, macrodose? Is that a word? I think I do that.
That's just the right amount. That's what that means.
Okay, that's what I do. I'm macrodose.
Okay, let me, because you're on the fucking weird keto extreme.
Yeah,
but you're keto extreme. Like, you, it's not just about what you eat. You have times you eat, and... Let's face it, it's an eating disorder, but it's an order.
It's an order.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and beneficial to people who are prone to seizures and such like that. So, I mean, it's a good thing. Yeah.
But she's always had a weird diet.
Sure.
It's a control issue. Sure. Everyone that knows eating disorders.
I would not deny that at all, but I count numbers, and in quarantine, what better thing to do? You have to do something. Might as well count numbers.
That's my question. Because I can't have that. Let me look at the thing. Oh, this has 1 gram of carbs, so I could only eat like half of that. What have you looked up carbs in mushrooms?
I'm sorry, I have.
Have you?
I'm sorry, I have.
Are there carbs in mushrooms?
No carbs in mushrooms.
There's the site that I looked at. There wasn't any.
All right.
No, it'll be not the way you eat them. They're minimal. Yeah, they're negligible. Oh, there's
but
the
negligible
yeah.
will queer her off of something.
Nah, it not has, mushrooms. Negligible
not
will clear saying. Queer her off mayonnaise, not fucking mushrooms.
But I can't mayonnaise all day long.
I'm microdosing because of the carbs. I already had too many bacons.
She didn't want to lick an envelope. Remember?
Yeah,
no. You under the calories?
Yeah, you have to lick the envelope for me because there's too many carbs.
Okay,
in
that
it.
Might have been a little bit of a joke.
That's a funny joke. I think it's
Jesus.
Good.
Have you looked that up?
No, I didn't look up how many
carbs. Someone look up
envelope.
Carbs in envelope licking. There should be nutritional information forced by the FDA.
It's like horse hooves. It's glue. I mean, that should be low carb. You can eat pork rinds. So right. You should be able to eat horse hooves.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Do you ever eat pork rinds?
I eat pork rinds, yeah.
I love pork rinds. Do you ever get a hairy one?
I have.
It kind of queers you off pork rinds.
The weirdest
But
thing.
Only until you...
I've never tried them, and now I never will.
Yeah.
I got a nipple once.
Oh, Jesus.
Chad, the weirdest thing I do with food is I crunch all the pork rinds together, put it in a bowl, and then I put egg whites over it so it's like milk, so it makes a cereal. And I put sweetener in it, so that's how I eat cereal.
That's pretty weird.
That is weird, but it's something I can have. Raw egg whites.
Like almost meringue.
No, not meringue, just from
She
the
makes
carton.
Meringue, too. Bingo, how many eggs do you eat a day? Because this is her diet, is eggs and bacon and egg whites into meringue.
And you're staying on
sweetener.
A bus with her?
Oh, my God. When you, she took a shit the other day where I gagged. And I love a shit smell. A shit smell is hilarious to me. That's like sense around in a movie. And
what do you expect with eggs and bacon? What do you expect? I live by myself in quarantine. Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah, but
so I came over one day and took
the plumbing
shit.
Went out. Yeah. And she had a shit in my house. And it was ghastly. Like it.
Ghastly.
It was so ghoulish. That it eliminated Febreze.
No, like, not goulash. That's completely different, Mike.
Yeah, you were Febrezing me while I was on the toilet.
I was Febrezing in the moment into the pink bedroom, into the closet of the pink bedroom.
Yeah,
and
you,
then
you, really was.
You could still
it was
smell
permeating it. Walls.
I was getting sick from the Febreze smell, and it was just awful. And I had to shit over there every time I shat while the plumbing was out in my house.
Oh, that's funny.
Good thing yeah. we lived separately.
It was cranberry Febreze.
Yeah, it was so
it
bad.
It was scented. Oh. And then immediately, oh, shit smells still more.
Yeah. More.
Cranberry shit.
Cranberry egg shit.
You literally eat like a dozen eggs a day.
Oh, way more than a dozen. Are you kidding me?
You eat more than a dozen?
Eggs a day?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I eat is eggs and bacon. So, yeah, I eat more than a dozen.
Are you going to start raising chickens?
I probably should.
You should.
No, I hate responsibility.
No, that's no. me.
Yeah, they're responsible. You got to be. I give away all our chickens. I don't want to take care of them.
No, I would not want to take care of anything.
But you know people who have chickens, which is just as good.
We've been getting bulk eggs. I don't know where from Dana from the quarry in here, and they're not open yet. The quarry, we support bar restaurant. All caps bar, low caps restaurant.
So some of the restaurants around here are just still just getting their regular inventory that they would get to make things and then selling it Do you, that's pretty fucking very cool. That's really fucking cool, huh? I didn't think about that.
It was a little marked up, more than you would pay at a grocery store, but it was also quality ingredients that they would also deliver, too.
That was Mike, backdoor Mike, off mic.
Backdoor off mic.
Backdoor off mic.
Yeah, who runs here? Dot's Diner. Open for business, takeout only. But there was not a lot of take in. There's only, was there 8 stools in this little diner? 10.
Well,
very close
Justin
together.
Justin was just saying earlier they're going to put a little seating area out in the front with the trees and chairs and whatnot.
Like back anal. I mean, back and all.
I hope the mics didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
I remember when Dot's Diner was open, when we first moved here, they had a little smoking area at the end, like an outdoor thing where they let you smoke. And so we'd come. But when I'd go inside, I remember having to sit next to neighbor Dave once, because there's 10 stools in there. It's just the
slab.
Like counter. At the counter at the bar.
Yeah, there's no tables. It's just a counter, L-shaped counter. But the stools are so close together, social distancing. He just said, yeah, 10 stools, yeah, two stools is social distancing, because you're touching neighbor Dave when you sit at the stool next to him. It's a middle seat. Every seat is a middle seat at Dot's Diner.
Jenny and I are definitely going to come and check that out. We were checking out the Instagram at the Shady Dell earlier, and the food looks fucking good. So
yeah, the breakfast tacos, the presentation on those was beautiful. I had thought you were whispering in her ear. Oh, you know what? Before I forget, because I don't know what I did with it, let me read this letter from this kid. We've had a... What happened? Oh, here's my shit. We've had a couple people drop off some stuff. And last night after the party that evidently Castle Rock Kenny went up at that block party event, the bands were playing on a porch on Black Knob View, right down from the Chaleys and Backdoor and Jen. And I saw these two kids show up. Evidently Kenny went up and rapped and said, hey, I should watch my language. Again, you can hear this for the entire neighborhood. And then he started cursing before he brought up Mike Montoya's band, which was like triple louder than the other bands. Like, they get shut down before the noise ordinance, which is 10 p.m. They were shut down by 9. I was hearing it at Van Dyke.
Yeah. I think it was, this has gone on long enough. Because the middle band was on for over an hour. And that was probably too long. Because it's a duration thing. If the people in the neighborhood are cool, you don't push it and keep, you know, like a band go on for an hour. It's too long. And I think the cops showed up so that the people who called the cops could go, okay, the cops showed up. Well, yeah. It's Bisbee. No one's getting arrested for playing a guitar.
Well, it's the proper thing to do. If absolutely. People are pissed, just shut it down.
Yeah.
But I saw these two kids. They both look like Larry the Cable Guy, like young versions. And I saw them there. And then I'm watching Netflix. I'm hammered. I'm going to bed. And I hear the cowbell ring out in front of the house. And I went, I thought it was the wind. No one even notices that thing. It's all rusted.
Hanging off the mailbox.
And so I talked to these two kids, and they said they told me about how it all got shut down. I was already gone. And they told me about Castle Rock Kenny cursing and the cops. And they said, we left you a gift bag. And so it had to pop off vodka and a couple packs of smokes and the guy's CD. And there's this is a little care package from Austin Sweeney and Kevin Sugg, a professional musician and an open mic comic, also co-hosts of the Good Time and Buds podcast. So there's your plug. It goes on. And here's their phone number. No.
Yeah.
They were cool dudes.
They were cool dudes. And I went out and I talked to them for a couple minutes. They go, we left you a package inside the gate. And then I talked to him for like 90 more seconds, completely forgetting about the package. I saw it this morning. I went, oh, I talked to two guys last night. And so he gave me a CD. What's the name of the CD? It's right there beside you. This is Austin B. Sweeney.
Or as Tracy calls him, Auschwitz.
There's a story behind that. The Wild.
The Wild. Austin B. Sweeney, The Wild. So, like we always do when someone gives us a CD for a band, because everyone knows I'm not a music fan. Like, I went through just the drive from Van Dyke to the Shady Dell, about 3-4 minutes. So I gave, like, 5 tracks, like 30 seconds. And I go, this is not bad. This is pretty good. Like, it sounds a lot like Black Crowes. It's like basic fucking rock and roll and good.
The CD remained in the car, not out the window, so it was good.
I'd listen to that if I had a CD player somewhere still.
That's why I had to bring fucking the mom car, the old Honda.
The only one with a CD player.
Yeah.
But as I'm getting out, because Bingo followed me over here, I'm getting out. I go, it wasn't bad. It's like Black Crowes. And then we turn around, and those two guys are still sitting up here. They stayed here last night. But when I said, oh, we're going to be there tomorrow night, they hung out. They're fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, they are.
So then I told them, I was just listening to your CD. So I broke out the jacket to fuck with them, just to read the thank yous and stuff. And thank you, Mom. First, I want to thank my parents. Oh, weak. And then I'm going through it. And we're just fucking with them. We're like, oh, also, inspirations, Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope. Like, oh, fuck, I didn't expect that.
Weak.
Yeah, and then George Carlin after me and Rogan. Yeah, they were fucking great guys. We've met some cool people that have stopped by. And not been intrusive.
Yep. Hope they didn't have the corona.
Yeah.
Do you remember talking to? Do you want to talk about it now?
What?
We're gonna go to Bingo.
We're gonna we get a lot of Bingo.
All right. We'll need to take a break soon, but
yeah, because I gotta piss.
All right. Well, let's do that, and then I've got some things that I wrote down, a bunch of stuff last night from people I talked to after you left the block party.
Wow, you were pretty hammered after. I came out for my third time drinking to get
I was hammered. His third time drinking for the
day. We're going to get the Paul Harvey rest of the story when we come back after break.
I was watching, I woke up snoring a couple times too. Oh, Paper Moon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Paper Moon. And then I came out and I felt awake again. So I had 3 White Russians with you guys. And Tracy even said, Jaylee's kind of hammered. Yeah, you were. So you want to tell it now or?
No, let's do it after.
All right.
I got a bunch of things. I didn't know. We're getting close.
Please hold.
Yeah.
Are we? I don't know.
Shaylee's asking? What's happening now?
Who's producing who?
Usually Doug says we're back.
Oh, well, we're back.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here.
What did you have?
Well, I'll start with a couple of things. You said something last night about an Animal People documentary.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking great documentary. Listen, Killer Termites. It goes back to my Occupy bit. Like, you're protesting wrong. This is how you almost protest right. And there were a group that were protesting some specific site that did animal testing and animal cruelty. Some of the footage is fucking brutal. Like, beagles.
Oh, that's right.
I think it was the UK was where they were doing the testing. Not quite sure, but there was an American protest group. But they went, like, they didn't just protest the place. They found the fucking people in charge. Then they went ahead of that, found, like, the insurance company that insures them, fucking destroyed them till they wouldn't insure that fucking place anymore. They ended up getting arrested and doing time as a terrorist group. they did it wrong, but they did it right. Like, if you hate Monsanto, well, the guy that fucking runs Monsanto, the CEO, his face and name and number. Yeah, fucking dox that guy. That guy shouldn't be able to go into the fucking corner diner without people spitting in his food like Fight Club. Yeah, fucking put a face on a faceless corporation. It's like I was in a perfect kind of half high waking up mood where I'm like, this is like, yeah, this is, there's ideas here. And it's brilliant. The animal people. On a popular streaming service that is not carrying my special. Which, when does this go out? Will my special be out? Yeah. All right.
Same day.
Yes. Yeah. I want to.
Out now.
We have the title for the book. I don't know if I should. Yeah. Dave Rader came up with the title for the book. So you can stop sending me your suggestions. Because it's he came up with a fucking, very clever one. I'll leave it be. Hopefully we start recording that next week, but the special drops Tuesday the 19th. Yeah, people were giving shit. Hennigan sent out the mass email from the website on the mailing list, and he fucked up he said the wrong day with the wrong date. And then people gave me shit on Twitter. I'm like, you don't know what fucking day it is either. Like, no one knows what day it is. You think Hennigan's different? He's not doing anything in Vegas.
Since it's out now, but you could pre-order it on Vimeo. Has Hennigan told you how any of that's going? Does he get numbers on that?
No, I don't ask.
I get tons of emails and Patreon people that they've already...
it will be out on Amazon and iTunes.
Same thing on the Twitch. Everybody on the Twitch channel the other night, somebody, when that email first went out, I was streaming and somebody posted a link in the Twitch thing and people were like, ordered.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Did Burr tweet something?
He did. Totally. Burr Kreischer.
Yeah. Yeah, that means a lot. Cool. It means a lot. So please, retweet it. Hopefully, there's a couple of bits on there that'll probably get enough shit to.
I was wondering if this will finally put Stan up on the. In the last one, though, technically.
There's a reason Netflix didn't touch it.
I was not wondering why it was taking a while. Put it that way. So,
Shane Gillis said, this is bad.
On the last one that you filmed in Bisbee, you had that bit about I could finger all the fucking Duggar daughters. And you thought that was pushing the envelope, but then you kind of doubled down on that one in the new special.
the Dying of a Last Breed is the title. I like that title.
I had to read it a couple times because my mind fixed it.
Totally.
And then I go, no, read it again. That is, it's funnier than that. Yeah.
Between last night being drunk and this morning, Doug, you found the three mics. That's why we're able to do it.
Where were they?
In the fucking Mazda, which Valentina swore she checked. It's not in there. Okay. And then she wrote me back like, because my memory, like that was at the fucking beginning of quarantine, coming off the road.
So I handed them to you in Seattle.
Yeah, and she's been using the Mazda. She gave me all caps. We've talked about this 9 times. It's not in the Mazda. And then, I looked in the Mazda. It was in the Mazda.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So I'll cross that off the list.
She's saving lives. She doesn't have time to burrow through the fucking dumpster she's turned the Mazda into. She doesn't have time to clean out the fucking car that's like a storage unit now.
Is she living at Morgan's?
Yeah, she's at Morgan's until whenever.
I just walked past and I was. People in there and
you kept walking.
No, she's.
I heard her voice one night, man.
You can hear her from blocks away, like Mike Montoya's band. If she's on a roll talking, you can hear her for quite a distance.
Two things left here. One, I talked to Weedy from.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing him.
I bought a duck. He he's
what? A live one?
Well, he's going to give it to me dead.
Oh.
But he's raising ducks, and he goes, I go, duck eggs? I saw those at when they used to have the farmer's market. He goes, you want some? I go, oh, I don't want those. I just like ducks. He goes, we're killing them. You want one? So, yeah, I'm getting a duck. If anyone, I got a duck guy. If anyone wants a duck, I love duck.
When Bingo first moved here, shortly weeks after I did, we went to the farmer's market and there were goats.
Oh, no.
This is when she was spun, shaved, bald headed. Can we get a goat? I go, yeah, I'll get you a goat. But then I let her talk herself out of it. But you're getting a live duck?
No, it's gonna be dead. He's gonna harvest I think 8 of them. I think
dead ducks are the easiest ones to take care of.
Yes.
Yeah, I get a dead bird this morning.
Yeah.
Meatwig brought it.
I feel like we
had kind of the same night.
While we were sitting on the porch, we were listening to the dove coo, and I said that I really liked the sound of it, and you said you hated it, and Meatwig heard you and killed the fucking dove.
There's a trail of blood from that bird. It was a big one.
And it was some goats that he raised.
Yeah. Jerome, he knows what he's doing.
Somebody else.
No.
You know the names of the goats?
Yeah,
you ate?
He had named them. And I said, isn't that harder to do? You name them and had a relationship. No. And they were very tasty.
I like goat
tacos.
When I was a kid, I had for a short time, I had a couple of geese that lived in the yard as pets, and I really liked them, and they kept getting out, and they were a problem. Of course, I don't think my mom thought it through when she got me 2 geese as pets, but Honker and Snowy were their names, and one day. We were down at my grandma's house and eating sandwiches, and I ate like 2 sandwiches with my uncle, and he just started laughing, and he was like, you like those sandwiches? Yeah.
Honey, it was Honker and Snowy.
I get it.
They didn't have any carbs. They didn't have any carbs.
Well, I did eat them on bread. So, I ate my geese, not knowing. No, we just had them in like sandwiches. Like, they just shredded that shit up. It was good.
Well, Doug, at the block party, when it was still light out, you were talking to people and later didn't remember talking to people. Do you remember saying okay to a gig?
No.
Uh-oh.
Fuck.
You're not the headliner.
Uh-oh.
That's right. I do remember that.
What happened?
Holy shit. You're the opener.
4.
Well, this is the thing, is it might not happen until you said, I'll do it because I dare you. You guys won't pull this off. And
I have no.
Still not ringing any bells.
He called his boss, who's a lawyer, who's friends with another lawyer that represents this artist, and they took it on as a challenge. Doug. I'm allowed to say that you may be opening, if they can secure it, you've already said yes, to opening for the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, in Tombstone.
No
shit. Shit, that sounds vaguely familiar.
It happened. While I'm talking, he's telling me this, I'm like, I guarantee you he won't do it, because we always talk about this. It's the worst.
We hate Ted Nugent.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The band outside is horrible. Right. And he goes, no, he said he's going to do
it. I would definitely do that.
Are you going to troll it?
If you go back to when we trolled Ted Nugent on the Joe Rogan message board. Oh my God. It was the funniest thing. Fucking with that idiot. It's just, Ted Nugent is an early example of why Trump is president. He just says outrageous things.
Sure.
To get attention. Like Ted Nugent had like 2 songs 50 years ago that kind of suck.
Well, he still plays. But before he had Cat Scratch Fever, he had other, like Ted Nugent Live was a huge album. But this was 45, 50 years ago. This is not recent.
Yeah.
But well, and that's why he does all this policy. Racist right, shit and right. Gun rights shit, yes. And I fucking kill animals and like just over the top to be relevant in a negative way. Like, okay, I'll say the worst thing. That's why like fucking Tom Likas and all these people. Yeah, it's just Oh, he said something wrong, so I'm going to make the news for saying the wrong thing, even if I don't fucking believe it. Ted Nugent, oh, God, it was so funny, because he was on his message board when we were trolling it, and he'd respond.
Oh, no.
I remember one of them, because I was a good troll. If I didn't know how bad it hurt, I'd still do it the best, because I would troll on his side. Like, listen, Nuge heads or whatever. I don't know if he had a, I don't know if he had a name. Whatever. Like, hey,
all of us Nuge heads gotta stick together.
We have to band together and get him back on all these class, all these rock and roll stations. They're playing like Rage Against the Machine and all these posers, when an actual rock and roller like Ted Nugent is forced to play a state fair next to a tilt-a-whirl and an Andy Gump, and when I call to request some of his classic songs, they laugh me off the phone. We have to buckle down, so it sounds like it's the
back, yeah,
backhand,
backhanded, yeah, like, I love
smack.
It. I love it. Oh fuck.
Fucking Ted Nugent. I'll do it.
Right.
I'll show up.
And you know what?
I'll show up to that event.
Fuck, and yeah. You know what else? Ted Nugent will also play Tombstone, population 1300. Whatever it is.
Oh, and, well, every one of them loves the Nuge, probably, though. That's
Nuge heads.
My dad has over one of his mounted animals, his javelina tag from when he hunted a javelina that Ted Nugent signed.
The tag that you get to kill it?
Yeah, the tag that you put over its leg or whatever after you kill it, so you transport it. It's all bloody with fucking Ted Nugent all displayed on a dead animal on the wall. Rednecks love this guy, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a great mix of crowd. Because we'll get half a Bisbee out there because it's only
absolutely. Stranglehold is a great Ted Nugent song. I won't
Friends
argue.
Friends in a Bottle of Wine is another good one, man. Weekend Warrior. I'm going for the songs.
Don't know. Do you want another? Are you slurping? No, Tracy. Tracy's a bartender. Give it to.
Oh,
I finally can do something.
How many carbs in that?
You can toss
Bingo was losing her shit.
You drank that with the tea bag inside the whole time?
Yeah.
Bingo and I, she's up the block at the Quiet House. So she quarantined for fucking, yeah, by yourself, going out of your mind. You're coming out now.
Yeah.
A little bit. It was funny yesterday. You gave me a lot of shit the day before about doing this social distancing. And you know how you've been, I guess all of us have been a little edgy. Even fucking Chaley was like, I'm surly.
Yeah. Like,
cranky about the microphones. But yeah, you were like yelling at me about, well, you know, because Mishka was going to play on the patio. Yeah, you know, social distancing, it doesn't work. People get drunk and they're going to touch each other. But when you showed up in fucking leather chaps, you're like, oh, hang on, my friends have to be here.
What?
Like, you're like Steve Drew, like you were against it.
Yeah.
And then you showed up because you had a fucking phenomenal outfit. Oh, wait, Steve Drew's coming. I'm going to meet Mishka early. You had fun, right?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Because you're just now getting out of the house. Because you've been doing like Richard Simmons shit. Like, her personal trainer, she had to stop doing that. We've been talking about how ripped she is. I'm not going to make you pose.
But Doug, she went deep lockdown because she was in Louisiana the week before.
During Mardi Gras.
But before this, the state even locked down, she was in Louisiana even before it had been mandated here.
But it came out in the news that, oh, anyone who went to Mardi Gras, that's why New Orleans spiked because of Mardi Gras. So, yeah, you locked down.
Well, I had someone tell me to lock down, so I did it from the 18th on. Sorry.
Yeah, but you had a personal trainer, Sonia.
Yeah, we were working out 4 days a week, and then we couldn't.
The house.
Yeah, when I quarantined, we couldn't do that anymore. But I took little Polaroid pictures of her doing all the moves. So I can do everything on my own.
You're the only one here that could do that without seeming creepy. Hey, can I take some Polaroids of you? Do the squat thrust again.
Do the squat thrust.
Work your guats. So you got like Richard Simmons DVDs so you can work out on your own?
I do Richard Simmons hard every day. I do not miss a day of Richard Simmons. I fucking love him. I love him so hard. That's my cardio. And then I do my weights with the bands.
Tell me the thing you said. Oh, I do the Richard Simmons thing and I yell this at the neighbors.
Oh, well, he says, oh, warm it up. He doesn't say warm. He says, warm it up. And I just yell it out when he does it. He makes me so happy.
I'm sorry. I need a drink, too. I should have done that.
Oh,
at the
thanks,
same
Chase.
Time. Nobody knows. He's been disappeared for several years.
Great documentary.
Yeah, he's been disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that.
Jack
throws kick sand in my face. Yeah, you were trying to set up a thing where... social distancing Richard Simmons workout.
It's Olivia Grace, everybody.
Olivia Grace.
Come here.
Yeah, you can use the handle because I brought sanitizer and you can clean your hands right away after. Olivia Grace is out in public.
Yay.
Hi, Olivia Grace.
Don't hug her, Jenny.
There you go.
The last time we got Olivia Grace to finally come over and hang out with everybody, we were leaving at the end of the night, and Jenny's giving everybody hugs and walks towards Olivia, and all of us are shouting, no, 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 and she ran over, she went over and hugged Olivia anyway.
Olivia, come on.
Who did?
Jenny.
Stand behind Doug.
Oh.
It was funny, because Olivia just shrugged. She's like, you can't be mad at Jenny.
I know. Jenny was my first hug, too. I can't say no. And plus, Asians can't get it anymore.
Listen, Jenny hates people more than I do. Nobody's more socially distanced than Jenny is. And
that was Jenny last night. She's like, you know, he keeps saying he's the antisocial one. I'm the antisocial one. He's a very talking about Chad.
Absolutely. Well, I'm better at it. I'm not. I'm.
You don't see her grabbing the mic.
No, we don't have. We don't even have friends outside of this. Like, she doesn't have friends that we hang out with or anything like that. There's no. Until we met you guys, we had zero friends. That's a real thing, and we liked it. I forgot what my point was. I love you guys, but after we left, after she hugged Olivia, I was like, Olivia, we just barely got Olivia to come and hang out, and then you like went over and hugged her. Everybody else, and she goes, how am I supposed to know when to believe you assholes? And I was like, solid fucking answer, I guess.
Olivia, don't take off your shirt because Jen will see where you scrubbed all the skin off of your shoulders because you got hugged. Did you text her 1,000 times in the middle of the night saying, I can't believe that's so fucked up? You hugged me?
Olivia, if you take a step forward and then to your right, you'll be like right in the shot between these two.
Thank you.
And you'll still be social distancing. There you go. Perfect.
Does she have a mask on?
No.
She doesn't care about our health. Basically like licking my doorknob.
When you
I don't think so.
I love you, Olivia. Olivia.
When you first showed up and started yelling over the gate, I thought you were like a manager. I thought we were in trouble. Well, are we being too loud for all the guests?
Well, Olivia, when Bingo was quarantining, Olivia was quarantining hard, still is. And you guys would text.
Yeah.
Just to keep your sanity. What else did you do in quarantine?
What else did I do?
Oh, wait. Because we're starting to record the book, allegedly, next week.
Sometime next week.
And you've been working on a song for the book.
The theme song for your book, we're writing, me and Robin, and we've got a lot of it done. I just have to record it now here, away from him, which is going to be hard, but we'll do it.
figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Is there going to be a lot of trombone on it?
A lot.
Nickelback loved the fucking trombone, by the way.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. I'll do some more.
She's just learning, like, just the pieces of songs on the trombone, which, is it fair to say you have no idea how to play? Except enough.
I've never taken a lesson in my life. I only do it when I'm fucking wasted and I have so much fun. But when I'm like tripping on mushrooms, I know that I can play every song out there. I can play anything on the trombone. I am a master. And I know I'm a master at the trombone. But then I go to play it and then I hear it the next day and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not a master. At all.
Who wrecked my recording?
Oh, I just realized I should have brought edibles.
She sent me a recording of her playing When the Saints Come Marching In,
oh, yeah.
Which as soon as I heard it, I said, well, you know, football season's coming up, and every time the Saints score this year, you have to play that.
She'll do it.
I can do it.
Perfect.
I can do that. So I play a lot of trombone in quarantine. I do other things, too. I have fake mustaches.
Oh, yeah, Gretchen Bear, at Gretchen Bear, B-A-E-R, so local artist, phenomenal, and she's been taking all, if you follow Bingo on Twitter, all the pictures she takes, which is a weird thing, the first one, I took a picture of her, beginning of quarantine, she's in a yellow snowsuit,
yeah.
That's how, like, it was winter when it started, and now it's fucking 95 degrees today.
Yeah.
But you know, the fake mustaches.
Well, when this started, I was trying to get prepared. And so I got a vibrator online. So I got my vibrator and I got a ton, a fuck ton of fake mustaches. I got you one. I got so many fake mustaches right now.
I can't.
And I play with them all the time. I trip out on mushrooms. I put on my fake mustache.
Use your vibrator.
Bingo is having the best quarantine ever. She's got mushrooms and fake mustaches and vibrators.
And the other thing I hoarded, I got to say, it was lava lamps. I gave you one. I hoarded lava lamps.
Yeah, I saw in your car. There was like three that like you haven't even given out yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to stop with the lava lamps. You know, I'm unemployed.
I know.
We're living off your disability check.
I know.
Stop. We're going to be pawning lava lamps. Plasma bank. Isn't there plasma in the lava?
Fuck no.
What about the sperm bank, maybe? I don't know what's in this thing. The plasma bank wouldn't take it.
They sent me over here.
Oh,
you got something else there, Doug?
Oh, well, I'm looking at her notes. Oh, we did the Ancestry.com thing.
Oh, yeah.
We still 6 to 8 weeks.
A lot of people with nothing to do right now.
Yeah, they're on back order for sure.
No, that's what it was when her sister pitched us on this at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
your sister desperately wants like some fucking.
She wants you to have
an illegitimate child.
Oh yeah,
and she wants to find out who they are, and she's into it. She watches that show, Long Lost Family, or some shit like that. And so she wants you to have, yeah. I'm
glad she doesn't watch Dancing with the Stars, or I'd have to take tango lessons. That would be your other sister.
That's Brooke.
That's next.
That's right, but that's Brooke.
But we've, since you've come out into the world a little bit.
Yeah.
We do a lot of driving tours.
Well, we are more romantic now. Well, in quarantine, we were more romantic. And you invited me to do every Saturday. You were going to pick me up. Well, you do. We do this. Pick me up, and we'd listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40.
From the 70s.
The funnest fucking thing ever.
Sirius XM, not a sponsor. You should just send me money anyway. Sirius XM Satellite. It's so fun. I think I was having, maybe it was Shane Gillis that I had this conversation with, where they like, do you want to re-up? You can always fuck with Sirius because I don't want to re-sign. Okay, we'll give it to you half off. Nah. Nope. How about a 75% off? Okay.
I do it once a year. Every year I cancel. And I'm like, oh, you have a loyalty department. Oh, yeah, chance for you the loyalty department. I'm going to cancel unless I get a good deal. Hold on. Let me see what the good deal is. And then they'll actually tell you. They'll tell you, call up next year and get the new deal. The new loyalty deal. Yeah, Sirius is cheap as fuck if you don't pay what they're asking.
And I were talking about that. Like, I'm on your channel right now. I shouldn't have to pay for something that you're playing me on. Fuck you. But
that should be a benefit.
I have too many cars. I never know which one I'm fucking canceling. Casey Kasem, America's Top 40 from this week.
70s on 7, and is it Matt? Magic Matt?
Magic Matt's on there. Oh, fuck, I gotta call him back. He keeps calling my old phone. And I keep bragging about it. I know this guy. When he has his own radio show, but he is also a 70s on 7.
You played poker with him?
Yeah, okay, before like any of this was built. He was the first person maybe to visit Bisbee. We had a poker game, barely had furniture.
I have vague memories of it. But
You know those old rusted medieval helmets that hang out? Those weren't rusted then. We had just bought them from Vavoom, and we wore them during poker.
Oh, Jesus.
In a very unfurnished fucking 212 Van Dyke Street, Bisbee, Arizona, 85603.
Inside the house, you had a patio set, wasn't it? With an umbrella?
Yeah, like tiki bar.
Bars. Two tiki bars.
You know where the divider is between the living room and, they fit perfectly in a horseshoe. So Father Luke was on one side with his umbrella, and I was on the other side.
That's when you got me my own website, and I was like, my tits are on TV. I was confused.
she was fresh out of a mental.
He's also talking to people on a banana.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, he made her a website, and she's like, I'm on. She's looking at a laptop. I'm on TV. I'm on TV. Yeah, I was reflecting on 15 years here in Bisbee, what it was like when we had no friends. It's when we
was
found
it better? Because I've been thinking about that too. Oh, sorry.
Well, we were freshly in love, and she kept things interesting by sometimes cutting her head open.
She still does that.
but that's an accident now.
Been a couple of years.
She used to do it with scissors. Now she just has to fall backwards.
She ran headlong into a tree when we were in Wyoming or Montana.
Oh yeah, no. When she was a cutter, she'd do her forehead because she couldn't stand the sight of blood.
Yeah.
So do it up here. And I remember that's when Ichabod chewed through the seatbelt.
Oh God, I remember.
Chaley went
but
ballistic, and you just went down and started cutting your head
like
on the
robot
bark.
Caught in a corner. Just keeps moving.
I'm glad you're well medicated with mushrooms now.
So well medicated now. And
it makes a big difference.
A lot of mushrooms, and it's so good for me.
What do you refer to him as? Whoever gives you mushrooms, your medical guy?
it is my medicine. It's some of my medicine.
But when you say that, I assume you have to go to the pharmacy at Safeway. And then other times you go, no, the guy that brings me my mushrooms.
Their doctor.
My doctor.
Dr. Shroom.
Here comes management.
Oh, Justin Jason. We had an argument about how you got that name. I'm right.
I'm totally right on this.
Yeah, because I always fucked it up by calling him Jason.
But yes. I'm the one who started calling him Jason. And I know why he's called Jason. You didn't even know why.
Because it's like Justin.
No, there was an article. Ask him. There was an article, and he was referred to as Jason instead of Justin. And I thought it was hilarious.
But I called him Jason before that article came out. Can you settle this bet?
We settle a bet. I don't know. I'm out.
We tried to get your housekeeper on to talk about what it's like cleaning up after gay pride.
Oh, fuck, he says.
Hey, get over there. Yeah. Come on in.
Grab the mic and sit right here so you can wait.
Go ahead. You found a duffel bag?
Yeah, it was one weekend.
Hold the mic up.
Up there? All right. Yeah, it was a pride weekend that we guys checked out and go in. And it was Jen, she found it. And she set the duffel bag down in the office, and it made this loud clank. And we're like, oh, shit, I think we broke something in there. She's like, I should probably just check and make sure. And open it up, room deodorizer. There was like fists, like you know, fuck me fist.
Big rubber fist.
There was a big rubber fist in there. There's a bunch of the anal beads, everything. Butt plugs. And they were like these metal butt plug things that I guess just that went clank together. Heavy duty, serious. They were big. Yeah. That was it.
I remember the stories when we first met. We broke some of your shit.
That's right. You broke the glasses.
Yeah.
One glass. I think it was one glass, and we replaced it with like 1,000 other things.
Games. Yeah.
And then you wrote a check, and I thought it was a fake check because it.
Oh, you said Shake
it
says,
the
Baby.
Shake the Baby Productions or whatever. I didn't know.
Right
who
on.
This is bullshit.
Big rubber check. It was funny when you said it was Pride weekend, and these guys checked out. Like, lesbians don't leave a lot of problems, I'm assuming.
No.
It's not like goo hanging like stalactites off the fucking ceiling of the trailer if it's chicks.
Yeah, it's...
I remember them telling the stories where they would like kind of shiver when they said it. Yeah, cleaning up after Pride.
Nitrate everywhere.
They take it serious out here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not happening this year, though, is it?
Oh, you're going to get virtual.
Virtual, yeah.
Shit. And like, they're doing virtual gay pride now in Bisbee. That's It was in the paper.
That's a bummer.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got.
You're starting to look like Kenny with the hair.
Those metal butt plugs aren't going to feel the same during a virtual gay pride. I guarantee you that.
They'll smell different.
Thank you.
Right,
thanks,
Justin. Thank
you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. We don't know. There's no one here. So we'll pay you at some point. Just put it on the tab.
We might stay in one of these ones closer than what you put us in.
Oh yeah, can they move to the gold one? Because they haven't gone into the yacht, and the yacht, the bed is like a little tight for a gentleman of that.
Shit, the air float's gonna be small at all.
Well, there's two single beds. Yeah, but their heads don't touch.
The child's bed, Jenny can fit on, and then I sleep in the fetal position on the other one.
This gold one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
open up a couple here, and you guys can just see which one you
want. Right on.
Yeah, go scope out. Yeah, scope out.
Although, after hearing about the pride stories, I think Jenny hasn't been drinking. I might just go home.
Yeah, that virus is so 80s. There's no corona in there, and the HIV, come on, you're like Magic Johnson.
All the bacteria has killed the corona.
My AIDS killed all my crabs.
Episodes 9 and
10. Or give them the mic.
Maybe they're releasing the Magic Johnson secret tonight on episodes 9 and 10 of The Last Dance.
Yeah, I know. I did think about that. We appreciate you so much.
100% blood transfusion.
What's that?
That's how he got rid of AIDS.
Well, take the mic.
That's how Magic Johnson got rid of AIDS. He had all of his blood drained.
Did, That's something you know, or that's something you read on the fucking 4chan
that's something I made up.
I'm suspect of that statement.
That's something I made up.
Well, really? I heard from South Park that he had cash injected directly into his veins.
Also, you don't need to do the 23andMe. They get your DNA from pennies.
Who's Penny? Why does she have all of our DNA?
Why else do we use pennies? They just take your DNA from it.
Why do they? That's sorry, conspiracy. You just sounded like Jerry Seinfeld, which made me think I just watched Jerry Seinfeld's new special. And not only did I laugh, but there's a couple premises I like. You just stepped on my premise. And I go, am I getting soft? Or is,
is he getting hard?
Is he getting edgier?
Yeah, he has some, like, there's good stuff in there. Like if you watch the trailer, it's the best stuff. But, yeah, there's some stuff arguing, like, that's a bit I'm doing now, but it's not something I'd have to dump because my version is way.
It goes a different direction, I'm sure.
Yeah. His joke is my premise.
I'm familiar with your work.
That's on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check that out.
What? On the.
It's a stand up special.
On a streaming.
It's 23 hours to kill.
Oh, I told you, I talked about it earlier before we were podcasting, but I watched that one on YouTube the other day. Mark Norman.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
A really funny one that people should check out, too.
Yeah, it took me forever to watch the Sam Morrill.
Oh, I haven't watched that. I'll have to check that out.
That everyone kept saying, and it was worth it. So now just keep telling me to watch Mark Norman.
Mark Norman. And Jay White Cotton is the other
one. Oh,
yeah,
White Cotton.
On YouTube. Yeah. Both of those are on YouTube.
Oh, Mark. Sam, yeah, Sam Morrell is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those,
and that's current. I thought that was older.
Those are three on YouTube.
Yeah.
Then.
Jeff Tate?
Yep.
Oh, Jeff shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
You get in touch with him next week.
Yes.
Yeah, Tater Tot.
I should get in touch with Todd Glass. It seemed like we were going to be best friends, and now I'm afraid to be the one to reach out. In fact, a few people on Twitter have said, hey, you should reach out to Doug Stanhope, Todd Glass, and he didn't even like the tweet. I retweeted something of his today, and I don't know if he liked my retweet. But yeah, it's... you know, it's there's highs and lows with this virus. Bingo doesn't even watch. I swear you have Netflix over there, but you won't let me in the house because you think I'm dirty because I have social distancing parties. No, I know the problem is your hoard is out of control or you have some weird shit in there. You don't want me to go in there and yell at you. I don't care what you do in there anymore.
I know you
do. But I know you have Netflix. You have Netflix in there, I swear to you.
I don't
and you don't know the button. But this is why Bingo, like, she's watching Richard Simmons. Like, one time she said, all right, I've already done all, like, 8 exercises. Like, she has a 4-day a week regimen.
I did.
She did 2 weeks worth and already came down from mushrooms and it was only noon.
That's
and she's
true.
Like, I don't know what to do.
That's true.
Because she doesn't have Netflix. She doesn't watch TV. She doesn't have the attention span for movies.
No.
So you just go out of your mind and learn the trombone poorly.
Watch Pimple Popper.
Poorly.
Oh, Dr. Pimple Popper. Yeah, it's...
Oh, you know what? I swear right now I will never watch Dr. Pimple Popper in my life, but I also swore when you guys talked about 600-pound life that I would never watch that.
And
I watch it.
I've
been watching a bunch of Hoarders lately. That's what I've been binging
Dr.
is
Pimple
all
Popper
of the stuff
the
that
best.
Makes
I wish so but bad how does I had doc- a cyst, a lipoma. I want a lipoma. Fucking.
What is it?
The cysts are the best. Terms,
what was the other word you said? Lipoma?
Yeah.
Lymphoma?
A lycanthrope?
I don't know what it
that's
is.
A werewolf.
You pop it and shit comes out, man. That's what it is. Oh. Okay.
Like cottage cheese looking stuff. Yeah.
It's fucking badass.
That is so horrible.
Weird obsession.
Yeah,
oh, I hated that. She loved that too. I hated that one.
I tried
to watch one of those, and like it was a chick eating cat fur.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm addicted to eating cat fur, and I'm like, I'm not watching that.
I eat steel wool.
Sometimes they eat like foam, the foam from the mattresses.
I couldn't imagine.
What's your sleep number?
I couldn't imagine.
What you do when you torture me with sleep number of beds?
Well, we'd be on the road and they.
8, 12, 17, 2.
Do you have sleep number races?
Well, no, I would have the remote for both sides of the bed
my side,
and then just slowly release hers and then build
it. It's terrible. Stop it's doing terrible. That. It's fucking horrible.
This is so you're so much fun to tease.
Shut up. No, I'm not.
All right. What time are we at, Chaley? Let's. We can do a live out. Unless you have anything to plug.
At Doug Special.
At The Shady Dell or theshadydell.com. Dots Diner, Backdoor Mike. Fucking great breakfast tacos and a really good review from, God damn it, he's on the CD. Sweeney. Austin Sweeney. Austin Sweeney. Yes, he had a great review of the Philly cheesesteak, and now I'm fucking hungry. God damn it.
Bacon.
You ask if I have anything to plug. The other day I was on my Twitch stream, and somebody said, you know, if you had a Patreon, Chad, Amazon wouldn't get half the money that we gave you for your Twitch thing. And I said, what kind of an asshole would start a Patreon when I'm already asking you, please subscribe to the Doug Stanhope Patreon. Please subscribe to the Issues with Andy Patreon. And please subscribe to my Twitch channel. What kind of an asshole would I be to add a Patreon channel of my own into that mix?
You just plugged the three.
Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah, and if we went up to $5, we're staying at $1 for our Patreons. So, yeah, you have $2 more to spend. So join those other two. I don't know if that math worked out. That's why I don't do my own taxes. I just prep them. All right. What do you think, Bingo?
You want live? I'm on mushrooms. I'm not manic.
Manic.
I'd be ready. No, I'm not manic.
Fake manic.
Okay.
Look in the camera.
2014, 11, 172. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, coronavirus. We got it. Okay, bye-bye now. Okay, bye-bye now.